Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
That's right. We are Riding with the King, sponsored by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. Genius, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, you know what? It's such a wonderful day in Philadelphia.
It's not a wonderful day in Philadelphia.
Yeah. The Sixers are going to win a championship. The Phillies are going to straighten it out because, as Rob Thompson says, they want to win.
They do. They really do. And they're going on improving that every night.
Yeah, and it's just I felt bad for Ruben Amaro last night because towards the end of the post-game show, he said he made another astute comment on the post-game show, which kind of got me all pumped up for today. He says, Taiwan Walker pitching against his former team, he really wants to win. Does that mean he doesn't want to win against the other teams?
Well, it's a revenge spot. It's a revenge spot for Taiwan Walker.
But does that mean it's a stupid statement? And I like Ruben, but come on, don't just fill time with nonsense.
We don't do that on this hour. This hour is straight facts all the time, coming in hot.
Well, it's not facts. You just try to be, you know, you're not kissing anybody's ass.
No.
So it's just, but I feel great because Elliot, what a dope. He rolled out these ridiculous, asinine, stupid, moronic stats of what the quarterbacks did against receivers that weren't covered by anybody.
He gave him an A-minus today.
Oh, and he wasn't covered by anybody. Like, you know what? How did he throw four incompletions?
That's actually cause for concern.
Yeah, I know.
Jalen Hurts the guy? 215-592-9494. 7 of 11 against no defenders today.
Against no defenders.
Cause for concern?
What happened to the four passes that were incomplete?
That is bad.
How do you give him an A minus when there was four incomplete passes against no coverage?
Should we call him? Do you want to call him real quick?
No.
See how you go 7 of 11?
He comes up with the most ridiculous, asinine, stupid things. But he wants clicks. He just puts all that garbage on Twitter.
Well, there's no clicks. It's just his Twitter. There's nothing to click. He's just following him on Twitter.
Yeah, he wants people to click it. Oh, how did Jalen Hurts do today?
Yeah.
Going against me, my mother, and my father. And unfortunately, may they rest in peace.
Yes.
They're not there.
They're not there. We'll see if Jalen can pass against them, though. Hopefully he doesn't go 7-11. Regardless, Howard.
It's unbelievable, these camps.
There's
one more, by the way.
I know,
I can't wait for it. Yeah, and that's the last one.
We'll see if he can improve on his A-minus.
I want to see him go. Does he get an A or an A-plus if he's 100%?
Well, I think he needs to go at least 10 of 12 to get an A. Like, that's A-worthy. 7 of 11.
Who was the worst quarterback the Eagles had in the last 5 years?
That guy last year, Reed Stinnett, was pretty bad.
Okay, he would go 7 for 11.
Carson Strong, they gave him like $500,000 as an undrafted.
He would go 7 for 11.
Yeah, well, Marcus Mariota threw a pick today. So,
yeah.
Against Christian Ellis.
How did he throw a pick? I left.
Maybe Elliott had the special practice.
Well, I don't know what they did. I stayed for about 30 minutes of it. And then I went over to the Sixers because obviously I couldn't miss that extravaganza.
You had a busy day. You had a busy day. Well, while you were doing that, Howard.
I was on the air this morning with those numbskulls.
In the mornings or the middays?
Middays on Tuesday.
Yeah. Listen, you're all over the place. Now you got this tonight. While you were doing all that, and you were gallivanting around the city, the Phillies were ruined.
Or Camden. Beautiful, beautiful downtown Camden.
Well, it's a nice facility.
Yeah, there's one block of Camden. It's that main. It's Martin Luther King Drive, I guess it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That's one block of new buildings. The rest of it, you can give or take.
While you were gallivanting around the city, Howard.
Yeah, two cities.
The Phillies were doing it again.
I missed that. Darn.
They were swept up in New York. And, Howard, you know me. Frankly, I think you mock me sometimes with my love of this baseball team. And rightfully
There's
so.
There's nothing wrong with loving the
I love
team.
Like, no, okay. Full disclosure, laid
it
all.
But you got to look at it realistically.
And I am looking at it realistically, Howard. I don't think they're turning this around. Like, nope. I don't think they're – everything is right in front of us. Like, even last year when they were 22 and 29, their starting pitching staff was pretty good. The starting pitching staff's atrocious. I mean, like, again with Tywin Walker today. It's like he
Wait
gets –
Wait a minute. You got three more years at $18 million a year.
That's awesome. And we have a half a season of Aaron Nola left. Maybe. We'll see if he's gone after the year.
I don't know what they're going to do with him. But obviously he's not going to get the number he wants. But would they give him 4 years at $100 million?
Yeah. And I'd probably do it. I mean, he eats a ton of innings.
You know, it depends on where Painter is at the end of the year and what they think of the other people they have in the minors. And remember, Zach Wheeler comes up for a new contract in a year, right?
I think it's after next year. I believe he signed before the 2020 season.
Yeah.
So it's a 5-year deal. So it should be actually after the 2024 year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they got two more
years. Well, it's one more year. This is 2023. Genius.
Yeah. After next year.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We'll see. Either way, and then the fifth starter is you, like right now. I mean, it's pretty much.
No, the fifth starter. On the back of the jersey, it says bullpen.
Yeah. Who doesn't feel inspired when you have that? So, like, I'm looking at everything I see on the field. I'm looking at everything that's going on with the team right now. And there's really, like, five things. And it could be a countless. There could be 10 reasons why I don't think they're going to turn this around. But I got five main reasons why they're not going to turn it around.
Okay.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Starting staff's obviously number one. Yep. Nola, you have no idea what you're getting on a night-in, night-out
basis.
Pitching
is a question. Right.
Tywin Walker, no idea. No fifth starter. Ranger looks like he's back great. Wheeler looks like he's back
he's
great.
He's got to have a few good games in a row.
Yeah, for sure. So starting staff's a huge question mark. Andrew Painter's not coming until August 1st, apparently. So we'll see.
They hope.
The lineup has had 50-plus strikeouts in five games. And if you want to talk about, like, what is supposed to be carrying this team, even if you have a bad starting staff, it should be the lineup that has paid the amount of money that they are. Trey Turner's just been god-awful. I mean, just got like feeble at the plate. Made an error today at shortstop that cost him a double play. Your boy Schwarbs is down to 161, 160-ish.
Do you know what he hit in the month of May?
135, I think.
113.
Really?
That's almost impossible.
Not bad. He's heating up.
Starting major league ball player, plays every day.
Well, he does take walks, and he does hit home runs, and there is value in that. But regardless, you know, you look at the whole numbers, right? And it's like, well, Castellanos has had a pretty good year. He had one home run in May, Howard. Like, Brandon Morris has had a pretty good year. Well, it's really been the last 2 weeks.
Everybody says he heats up in June.
Who, Schwarber?
Yeah.
I know, he's coming. But it might be too late. I mean, they're five games under 500 on June 1st. They're five games under 500. So the lineup has been a massive, massive disappointment. The injuries are starting to pile up. Bohm's now on the IL with a hamstring. Hoskins, we know, is missing the year. Painter is going to be in the rotation. He's done.
I've said from the beginning they're going to miss Hoskins more than people want to believe.
Well, the thing is, so
he's the most important missing piece.
They would be better with Rhys Hoskins, but I also think it's naive to think that, like, the last couple of years they've been inconsistent and frustrating, and he's been in the lineup. I mean,
yeah, but at least they score some runs. What did they score in this series? It was four. Was it 2-0 and two?
Yeah.
So three games. Was it one? No, it was 2-0.
I thought Monday night might have been one. But regardless, it was less than 10 in an entire series, which is a disaster.
Less than 10. It's you know, I'm telling you, I think it was 4-2.
Two nothing.
Yesterday.
2-0. Yeah, nothing. So they scored three runs the entire series.
Yeah. That's good.
How's that make you feel?
Three runs the entire series, and one of them was on a home run.
Mm-hmm. They can't even, Last year, you criticized them a lot, saying they lived and died by the home run.
Yeah.
They can't even hit home runs this year.
I know.
I mean, they are one of the worst home run teams in baseball.
Okay, so the biggest disappointment would probably be Schwarber, right?
Turner.
Oh, Turner, right, yeah, because he got all that money.
Yeah, and he's just, like, at least Schwarber has hit some home runs and is getting on base.
Did Turner get two more strikeouts today?
Yes. Yes. And he made an error that cost him a double play. So now it's translating to
you
the
know,
field.
I was told, and I because you don't watch him enough every play. I thought he was a better defensive player, but I was told he's just an average defensive player.
People overrated that aspect of his play.
And
you think,
because you don't look at the stats, he's going to hit some home runs. He's not going to get 20 home runs.
Well, you think going from a majority of your games played at Dodger Stadium to Citizens Bank Park, that you would get more home runs naturally.
He's got everybody in that lineup around him, too.
I know.
That probably helps.
Well, and at what point do you consider dropping him down? Like, he's just killing you in the two spot.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking of doing tomorrow before the game with Rob Thompson.
You're going to give him a lineup again?
No. I'm going to do better than that.
Wow.
I'm going to do better than
You're going to bat, too?
I'm going to bring a Super Bowl hat, and I'm going to put a bunch of names in the hat, and I'm going to say, pick out names, and this is your lineup.
Now, why the Super Bowl hat?
Because it's a championship hat.
Okay.
I can't put him in a Phillies hat.
Wow. And I assume you'd be wearing your Super Bowl ring when you deliver it to
nah,
him.
Nah,
I show him what winners
nah,
really
nah,
do.
Nah. I'm not going to do that. That's obnoxious.
You would never do.
No, but I know one or two managers did it one time just to kind of, it seems kind of foolish.
But they,
and it kind of given up. But sometimes, because it
makes you laugh a little.
Well, it makes you laugh a little bit. It's lighthearted. Guys are all over the lineup. I'm telling you, they got to do that.
They need to go. I mean this seriously. They need to all go get drunk or something. Like, go out for a night.
Because they might get themselves hurt.
Out for a night.
I never.
Go out for a night and hang out. Like, just get away from it.
They had a bowling night with Aaron Nola. How did that work out?
That was a charity thing or whatever.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They still hung out together.
I know, but then there's media there, like you grilling the players.
No, I didn't even go.
I know. But there's TV cameras there. There's still – just go somewhere. Go somewhere and find some way to break the ice.
Yeah.
Someone's got to break the ice. That's what it looks like to me.
You know, these comments are so cookie cutter. It's like Rob Thompson after last night's game. They're frustrated. Okay, I understand that. All right. They care a lot. What are they supposed to care? A little? And they want to win.
They do.
Okay. Does that mean there's only two options, lose or win? Does that mean they want to win? But, what does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
They obviously want to win. That's what you play. That's why you play the game.
But I do think part of what he said was about how they're almost trying too hard.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
But why?
Because baseball, regardless of when it is, where it is, it's an individual game played by a team. You know, it's the batter against the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be embarrassed at any time, even if you're going, if the team's going great or going well. In this case, this team has really not gone great. You don't want to be embarrassed, so it's you against the pitcher.
Yeah, but here's why there's some signs of trying to do too much. Monday night, the Phillies are down 2 in the 8th.
Yeah, that was stupid.
What JT tried to steal.
You know why I think he did that?
Why?
Because he wants his 20 steals again.
Well, I'm not going
to. There's too many guys about numbers. It made absolutely. If he gets on second base, what does it mean?
I know.
It's that's just foolish, and it wasn't Rob Thompson that sent him.
I agree. That could be trying to do too much.
No, but it's being stupid.
I understand it's being stupid, but you know, like he's trying to get in scoring position for what reason?
Yeah, for what reason?
I agree.
So he's not thinking about the game.
I agree.
He's thinking about numbers.
But maybe he's thinking if I can get in scoring position, I can start a rally. But it's not smart.
It's not smart
baseball. And
yeah, but that's not trying to do too much. That's just playing stupid.
Yeah, but it could be like he's thinking in his head, okay, I'll make something happen here. Rather than,
really?
This isn't the smart thing.
Okay, so then they get a single and they're not going to run, and what does that mean?
But that's why we agree. We're agreeing.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that I think it could be a sign of trying to do too
much.
Yeah,
I don't buy all those cliches. It just, you go out and you play the game, and you play hard all the time. It's not like you're not trying. How can you try too hard?
By like, you know, overthinking every little thing.
Well, yeah, but that's not trying too hard.
Ripping the bat a little bit harder. I mean, like, that's there are times when players do that.
Ripping the, you know, your natural instincts take over. They're professional baseball players.
But not when you're hearing it from social media, from the media. Like, are you guys ever going to turn this around?
I'll bet you they're not like football players. I bet you most of those guys, and I'm trying to think of the tweets that I see from the Phillies.
Twitter.
Yeah, they're barely on Twitter. They don't really pay attention to social media like football players do. And like the basketball guys do. So they're not really that aware. And do you think they listen to WIP? Most of them don't.
I think Harper does. But
yeah, because driving in, yeah, he's just curious.
Wants to hear remarks and
I don't know about. If I don't know if he listens when he's not going well.
Well, he definitely listens. Like, I would think he listens during like Eagle season. Here's what people are saying.
Yeah.
But they know there is internal pressure, Howard. I mean, like, they'd be naive to think that there's no
and
kind.
What happens?
What happens?
Internal pressure. So pressure, are they going to lose a paycheck?
They're not.
No.
They're not.
You know, there was one player, and I remember him, that signed a new contract. I'll give you a hint. He was a pitcher.
Okay.
And that first year of the contract, he was brutal. He gave money back.
Really?
Because he said, I'm not earning my paycheck.
Now, was this in the last, like, was it since 2000?
It was in, no.
Oh, it was like back in the day.
Yeah, it was back in the 70s or 80s.
Okay.
70s or 80s.
Well, the modern athletes aren't doing that, Howard.
No, I know. And the union would go nuts if they tried to do it.
They sure would.
You know, it's just, but they're not giving the money back. Trey Turner would actually get some support right now from people criticizing him. If he gave the money back and the Phillies said, we're going to donate it to like three different charities.
Right. Well, that's not going to
happen. If he gave $500,000 back.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
But he did buy some time by saying his mom booed him too. So everything's turned around from that point.
Yeah, it's funny. Hey, Trey Turner's not a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy at all.
No, he's not a bad guy. And Schwarber's a good guy, you know, good guy in the locker room. I get all that. But you still, it doesn't matter. You got to go out there and you got to do the right thing. I mean, the fact that Schwarber and Turner are the top two strikeout guys on this team is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It's not mind-boggling for Schwarber.
Turner's a surprise, but and Castellanos is still. I mean, he's doing well this year.
Okay.
Still a lot of strikeouts there.
On the post game on the radio today, Phillies out hit the Mets. What did the Phillies have? Six hits?
I don't know.
Yeah, like six hits. Like,
I don't
care. Who cares?
I don't care at all.
You know why? Why do you try to put a cherry on top of a
sundae?
A dog, you know.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies can turn this around? Like, I don't think they can. I mean, there's enough that is lining up here between the starting staff. You have no idea what you're getting. Lineup is a ton of strikeouts and not very obviously, the runners in scoring position has just been a disaster. They have a good amount of injuries, so that's something that they can lean on as an excuse. And the last two things, Howard.
You know, injuries are not an excuse. The Braves are missing two of their better starters.
Well, and they won the World Series with Ronald Acuna.
Yeah.
He's done for the year.
Right.
So it does get thrown out the window.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but Hoskins.
You can't use injuries
as an excuse.
Yeah.
But the two other things here I want to hit on that I think are important when discussing this team is, one, part of what helped them make the playoffs last year, Howard, was that the schedule was easier. I mean, they went through that stretch. Obviously, we know how much they played the Nationals. They are actually pretty good against the Marlins last year. With the new balance scheduling, they don't play these teams as much as they did last year.
No, and last year, one of the reasons they got into the playoffs was 15 wins in 18 games against Washington.
Yep.
And that's not going to happen.
And the Marlins went to the Brewers last year late in the season and took 3 of 4 in Milwaukee.
Yeah. That's where they got in too.
Which made the last series against the Astros not that big of a deal.
Yep.
And then the final thing is it was great they made the World Series, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It was a very fun time. But I do believe that it gave them a bit of that complacency of like, we can be down and come back and do it again. And we can be 22-29 or 25-31, and we can still get in the playoffs and make a run here. And it gave them this false sense of we can do it again, where they're not going out there and winning the games right now because they think they can just do it later. And that bothers me.
Meaning what?
Well, it bothers me that because I feel like they're banking on what happened last year and thinking they can just do that again.
Yeah, well, you can't do
that. And you can't do that again.
No, you can't do that. Here, let me address a couple of things here. Rob Thompson should not be fired. It's not his fault.
I agree.
He doesn't know what to do, but I don't know that anybody would know what to do. The players got to go out. They're the ones that got a hit. They got a hit with men on base. They have to strike out less. It's not Rob Thompson's fault. And all this nonsense, did we have a day of fire Rob Thompson yesterday on WIP, which is ridiculous. When they say, well, you got to blow up with the team. Here's the problem with that. And baseball people have explained that to me. If you do that and it doesn't work, then you are done. Because then nothing has worked and you pulled your last card. Where, remember, Bryce Harper called him out a little bit about a week ago.
Mm-hmm. And they've responded poorly.
Yeah, right. So it doesn't make any sense anymore. So it's not Rob Thompson. Dave Dombrowski should be more of a target, and I respect Dave Dombrowski. He's had success in the big leagues, but he's a win now general manager. And I don't know that they can win now, meaning a World Series, with this team.
This year?
Win now under Dave Dombrowski in the next couple of years. Win a World Series.
Well, what's the big criticism of Dombrowski this offseason?
Well, as it turns out, Trey Turner might have been a bad signing.
But besides Dansby Swanson, they've all been pretty bad at shortstop. And, like, who was going to play shortstop?
Okay, well, Taijuan Walker. Couldn't that money have gone to some other pitcher?
Yeah. I mean, they're interested in Jameson Taillon. He's been terrible.
Yeah.
Zach Eflin has been good with the Rays.
Yeah, you know, that's another.
I know.
All these guys, whenever the Rays want somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You respect what they do because they're so successful.
Well, Zach Eflin was their biggest free agent signing in team history.
Yeah.
Zach Eflin.
And the only reason they didn't want him, they were afraid of injury, but he was coming back from injury, so he should have been stronger this year.
Yeah, but that's every year with him. I mean, every year it's like he's back stronger than ever,
yeah,
and then by July the knees go out.
Yeah,
he's got heavy legs, Howard. You have heavy legs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. But what could he do? I don't know what was available and what the numbers were. And
So the guy who pitched on Monday for the Mets, Kodai Senga, he got .575, I believe. And Tom Walker got .472. Kodai Senga went out and he had, you know.
What do you mean?
Contract wise.
Oh, .472. And what did the guy get from the Mets?
.575. 5 years, $75 million.
Well, then he's better.
Of course he's, of course he's better. And his stuff's actually way better. And then it's not throwing 90 miles an hour in the fourth.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think there's everyone's trying to blame someone right now, you know?
Well, somebody's got to take responsibility.
But it's just like they just suck. Like they just suck. I don't know how else to tell you. Like I don't think it's Rob Thompson.
Wait a minute, that's your team.
I love them. I love them. But I also got to call it like I see it, and they just suck.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they can do this year. Players just have to play better.
That's all. Like I'm not. What is Rob Thompson really supposed to do? Like what is he really supposed to do? He doesn't have a fifth starter. His two aces have been up and down all year. Ranger was missing the beginning of the year. The high-priced shortstop is batting .237. Like
it doesn't matter what you do.
It doesn't. He can bring in these bullpen. Like people talk about the bullpen decisions, and like Stott wasn't leadoff for a long time.
It's not even their defense with the guys that they worry about with defense. You know, because Turner's not coming out of the game, coming out of games because of defense. Schwarber, okay, he's not a good left fielder, but that hasn't cost him games. It's. His offense has cost him games.
I actually think the defense has been worse than the offense, but that's me.
Stott's been okay.
Yeah.
Sosa's been okay.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be playing every day.
No, but he's doing okay.
He's fine. But
he's doing his better than half the guys on that team.
In a perfect world, he's Eric Bruntlett. He's
okay, but he's doing better than half the guys on that team.
He's okay.
First base, Boehm, when he first base was fine.
Now out with the hamstring. We'll see how long he misses.
Yeah.
Cody Clemens playing more and more. That's very exciting.
Yeah, but he's getting some hits.
I know. We know.
I know what he is, but you know,
I'm just down, Howard. Yeah, I'm just down. I really am. Like I got nothing for you. I think they stink. I think they stink. And I think today was the end of the season.
Wow.
I think it's the end of the season.
Yeah, the Mets really—they're not scoring a lot of runs either.
No,
and then they
not.
Beat the Phillies.
I think they're five. Phils are five for the last 15 against them, or 17. 5-15 in the last 20 against the Mets, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's good times. Yeah. Everything's a lot of fun right now. It's a great time. And Howard's having a great time. He's very happy.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I'm not.
No, you open the show all happy, jubilant.
Yeah, but
I'm sitting over here dying with my baseball.
I'm happy on life.
Yeah, well, listen, I want to bring you down.
I mean, look at the weather outside. No, it's beautiful.
It's about to be 90 tomorrow.
The weather people, again, scared the gloom and doom out of people with smoke in the air from Canada, which was ridiculous.
Was it Rob Thompson?
No. But that never happened. They were wrong. So what's not to be happy about? We got a blue Schuylkill River right outside our window.
It's looking beautiful.
I'm colorblind. It's not.
Well, you told me.
It's so far from blue.
You told me before the show you're going to go for a nice swim in it later. So I'm looking forward to it.
I got to dodge all the debris in the river there.
And listen, I wish I was happier too. I was at the Zach Bryan concert last night. That was unbelievable. I saw you tweeting about it.
How about all those people tailgating out there?
It's great.
I know.
It's good tailgating time.
Yeah,
and they can still do that. It's not like they're tearing down the Wells Fargo.
I don't think the Sixers like my tweet. But I had a great idea. Just close down Market Street so they can tailgate down there if they get the new arena at 10th and Market.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. All right. On the other side, Howard, we'll get into that that press conference that you attended today and what they said about James Harden specifically, which I think was really interesting.
Okay. I'm going to ask you what the most important thing that you wanted out of that news conference.
All right.
And when we come back.
We will get to that on the other side. It is Riding with the King. Sponsored by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. We'll get to Howard's thoughts in the press conference from earlier today and some audio of what was said about James Harden. We'll get to all of that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It is Jack Fritz, Howard Eskin. We are riding with the King, sponsored by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Kyle Schwarber after the game, Howard said, we're not panicking, but there's a sense of urgency. So this whole thing is turning right around, buddy.
What's the difference? What's the difference between panicking and sense of urgency? It's 56 or 57 games into the season, something like that.
Yeah, there's 106 games left. 106.
To get to make the playoffs, you figure it's going to be, 87, 88 wins?
Yeah, what it was last year.
All right. I don't have quick math.
No, I know. You and Rob Thompson.
106, and they have how many wins?
They have 22? 25.
25, okay.
25 and 31.
Okay, 25 from 88 is 63, right?
63, yes. Tucker is doing it for us.
Okay, 63, so they got to get 63 wins out of 106 games.
Yes.
So that's 63 and 43.
Look at you.
How are they going to be 20 games over?
They actually were last year. When Thompson took over, they were.
You know what? They played so many road games at the beginning of the year. That was a bogus. He took over. Dave Dombrowski did the right thing to make it look good, and he waited until their schedule eased up and they got rid of, because they had a front-loaded road schedule at the beginning of the year. So do you think they can go 63-43?
No.
No, okay.
No, I don't. And that's why
they got to hope that San Diego stays bad.
They do. I mean, the blessing and the curse is that even if we say the season's over, they're 2.5 games out of a wild card spot right now, or 3.5. So they could easily, the teams ahead of them mostly.
They're only one and a half against Washington, ahead of Washington.
Yeah, so they're 1.5 games up on Washington, but they're also 3.5 games out of the last wild card spot. This is what this is.
And who's the last wild card team?
I don't know who it is right now, but it's one of
It's probably the Mets, right?
No, they're ahead of them. It's last time I looked, it was Marlins, Pirates, and with the Padres coming.
The Marlins ahead of them?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at the Marlins, although they're playing better baseball.
Well, Gene Segura is the worst player in baseball this year. So every Philly, whether you're here or not, Nick Maton's betting 168. Whether you're here or not, you're having a
terrible. How's your boy Mickey Moniak doing with the Angels?
Well, he was off to a really hot start. He had 4 home runs in his first, 8 games.
Yeah, and now he's
now he's back to being little Mick. So.
First pick in the draft, right?
Yeah, I know. Listen, I know. Let's see. The Giants are ahead of them. So ahead of them right now is Arizona, the Mets, and Pittsburgh. The final spot is occupied by Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh stinks. They'll fall out of it.
You know what? They're not good, but they're not terrible like they used to be.
Yeah, but they've also, I think they're on a pretty tough stretch recently. So it feels like this whole thing is kind of falling up. They're fading a little bit. Either way. Pittsburgh, Miami, San Francisco, Cincinnati, San Diego. They're all currently ahead of them right now.
I'm going to look at the run differential for Pittsburgh and the Phillies.
Well, Pittsburgh's +6 on run differential. The Phillies are -45. And that Pittsburgh roster is not good. So
that's terrible.
No, it's dark times, Howard. It's dark times. So, yeah. So they got to be 20 games over .500 just to get to 88 wins.
You sure you don't need a driver to go home tonight?
No, I swear. I'm not doing well.
How's that that podcast, that baseball podcast you're doing?
High Hopes?
Yeah, High Hopes.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's number one, but, you know. It's number one. What do you mean?
Talking about what?
The Phillies. All I do is put out number one hit. I mean, you got a number one afternoon show, podcast. How much more am I supposed to do for this place?
Yeah, I guess it's... Yeah,
it's just tough being me. All right, Howard.
It's tough.
Let's get to where you were this afternoon, down at the Sixers press conference. And let's start this off, because frankly, nothing else really mattered to me besides the Harden stuff. He's obviously going to say whatever. I thought he talked in circles a lot.
Talked in circles a bunch. The most important thing that you wanted to know coming out of that... Biggest question for the Sixers is James Harden coming back.
Correct.
I don't want him back, but that's still the biggest question.
Right, and here is your back and forth with Nick Nurse earlier today. Here's Howard and Nick Nurse. Tucker. No? Okay. Good.
Doesn't have it ready.
I was looking for the cut of Harden or Howard and Nick Nurse, on James Harden. Here it is.
Do you want James Harden back?
Pardon me?
Do you want James Harden back?
James Harden's a great player.
That didn't answer the question.
Well, I would say this is that James has a decision to make, and I'd be very happy if he came back.
Well, at least he answered the question.
He did, finally.
Yeah, but that's why you got to follow up that question. He didn't answer the question. That's all. I mean, it's just people, you know, it's just, oh, how can you do that? It's the first time in town. That's the most important thing. You know, he tap danced and he continued to tap dance around how he's going to make a second round exit team. You know, and he said something else that was BS. He said the reason he came here, and he had his thumbs pointing to Josh Harris, who was on his right, and Daryl Morey on his left, or it's because of these two guys and their, I think he said, their commitment.
Mm-hmm.
What has Josh Harris done to commit to this team? He's overpaid coaches. He's overpaid Daryl Morey. He's more interested in right now in buying the Washington football team because he just buys teams because he wants to make more money. Here's an owner that doesn't have enough of a passion to win. Now, I'm not saying his minority partners don't have that. I'm just saying he doesn't have that. But
he's
that was
fine. He's fine with a sold out. For him, winning is a sold out Wells Fargo.
And they raise the prices all the time. Every year they raise prices, and they continue to not achieve. So they're trying to make people. They sent out a release today. It was about Nick Nurse and what he's done, and they had a quote from Josh Harris, which absolutely 100% he didn't say. It was written for him by his public relations department, and then right underneath that release. Buy your season tickets now. It's just making people feel like this is going to be a championship team again.
Every time Josh Harris talks, I mean, first, every time he talks, I feel less happy about the team.
You know what? Here's because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, he's talking about how, like, this guy's a championship coach. He's been beating us for years. Like,
his
Josh Harris.
His quote in the release to announce Nick Nurse was sent out today. He doesn't know. I mean, he didn't have one word of that. So he approves it, obviously. But then when he goes up for the news conference, he knows nothing about Nick Nurse other than what somebody told him probably half an hour or when they hired him
right.
And then half an hour earlier. He had notes in front of him. I noticed that because he looked down every once in a while at the notes to make sure he touched on all these great things about Nick Nurse.
You know,
I have no problem with Nick Nurse, by the way. Let me just make that clear.
I know.
I have no problem with Nick Nurse as a coach. He's obviously had success. He's a very personable guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some fun moments because he's going to go off one, you know, off, and it's not going to be fake. It's his real emotion.
No, he's a fiery guy.
Yeah, and he's a real guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm okay with Nick Nurse. But... You know, when he throws that out there about Josh Harris, and Josh Harris is looking, he's looking at notes to talk about Nick Nurse. I mean, when you can't go to a news conference and speak for a minute and a half without notes in front of you, what the hell is going on here?
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, remember the infamous Middleton, Klentak, McPhail press conference? Where you asked them.
I asked them why those two guys are still sitting up there with them.
But you also asked about the minor league system and where's the talent coming from. And they turned that into we had the fourth lowest bullpen ERA in baseball in the second half of the season.
Right, well, which was given to them by Klentak.
Of course it was given to them.
Yes, from July on. Yeah, which meant nothing.
It meant zilch. I didn't feel any better because they had the fourth lowest second
bullpen in baseball. But John Middleton has the passion to win.
100%.
And he's a baseball guy. He understands the game. Josh Harris doesn't – I'm telling you, if I asked him how far the foul line was from the basket, he'd have to think about it. I'm telling you, he'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
It just – but to have notes in front of you, when all you have to do is have opening remarks, because he doesn't know who Nick Nurse is. So
I'm surprised he didn't roll out. We went from a doc to a nurse. That felt like a classic Josh Harris line, like a little inside dad joke.
Yeah, well, you know what I think they should do for a little fun?
Yeah.
They should put a yellow brick road – at the complex, so and the guys can find the yellow brick road to get to the wizard so they can get a heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this morning I said on the air, is a nurse better equipped for a heart transplant than a doctor.
No, I think I'd go with a doctor. I trust a doctor more. But, you know, what am I, and tell me if you agree with this. My main takeaway from the press conference today was I don't think they're very confident James Harden's coming back. And that's a good thing.
You know, I don't. He said that he'd like to have him back. So
I know,
that?
But then even the answer about how, like, I took this job because of these two, I thought was weird. You know, it didn't seem like they were super in on the idea that he's actually going to re-sign.
I mean, he talked about Joel Embiid being a facilitator. He's going to work with him to be a facilitator. Do you have any confidence? Do you have 2% confidence that he can pass the ball out of a double team?
He's been okay the last couple of years. He's not going to be Jokic.
But he turns the ball over. Nick Nurse knows how to play him. You think other people haven't seen that too? That's what happens in the playoffs.
I know.
You just collapse on him. So how are you going to involve him on being a facilitator? He is what he is with his hands.
Well, and the other thing that kind of has annoyed me with the Sixers conversation recently, Howard, is like they could have hired you as a head coach. Like it doesn't matter. Like there's no coach that is changing what this team is. And we've talked about this on this show the last couple of weeks. Like by keeping Embiid here, like you'll make the playoffs. You'll sell tickets. We get it. But ultimately, you're just wasting time. Like all the Sixers have become now, to me, is a waste of time.
You know, that's why when I put an order, I've said it on the air, the teams with the best chance to win a championship next, in order of next, would be the Eagles. I put the Phillies second because there's really nobody else that could be second. Put the Flyers third because they're starting from the bottom and they're ahead of the Sixers. Starting from, that's where you have to go. You have to go to the bottom and work your way back up.
You have to hope that they have their own process, like the Sixers had, and they can execute it better than the Sixers did.
But they're not going to try to lose. They're going to try to win all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah. They've had a bad – I mean, Fletcher was a terrible general manager. Mm-hmm. The management's been terrible. But they're starting from the bottom now. I mean, Danny Briere is a sharp guy. Keith Jones, for all the fun we have with him, I think he's a smart guy. You know, they got to make the right decisions, but they got a better chance because they're starting from the bottom. The Sixers refuse to go back there.
I know.
And they just keep on doing the same things over and over again and hope it's going to change.
I know.
It's not going to change. It's just.
And if you let Harden go, it's going to be the fourth different like core around Joel Embiid.
Yeah, but I think they have to let Harden go because if they keep him, that means he's here next year. If they let him go after this season, they'll get rid of Tobias Harris, $39 million. Mm-hmm. And they'll get rid of James Harden, who would be 40-some million.
Mm-hmm. So then next offseason, they would have two max slots, which means – but one of them is probably going to have to be occupied by Maxi, so they really only have one.
Boy, can you – you know, that's another thing. I think Maxi is the player with the best chance to – well, he does have the best chance of moving up and getting better. I don't think Joel – I think Joel Embiid – what you see is what you've got. You know, he's a very talented player, but his game doesn't translate to the playoffs. But Maxey's got the best chance of anybody on that team.
Yeah, I just don't know what his ceiling is.
No, I don't know. He's not going to be one of the best players.
He's a 6'2", should be probably a six man.
He's a two guard on the right team.
Sure, but he's a no defense kind of offensive scorer guy. You know, we've seen a million of them throughout the years.
By the way, I'm just going to pass this along.
Okay,
one of the teams, and I'm just out of the realm because I just saw this, that the Phillies have to beat out for a wild card is Arizona.
Yeah, the number
two
one
outs,
wild card team.
Bottom of the ninth, men on second and third, and they win the game. They were down by a run to Colorado. They win the game 5-4.
Awesome.
See, that's
what
good teams
– consistently feel
worse. Well, we'll get back to that. I just happened to see that. I thought I'd pass that along because it'll make you
– The Phils did come back against them last Wednesday, though, so – they're down to their final strike.
Well, they came back against them because Arizona gave them the game.
Oh, here we go.
Arizona lost the game in the sixth inning.
I got you.
Well, they had the bases loaded, nobody out, and two guys struck out on balls a foot outside the plate.
Because the Phils pitching staff's heating up, Howard. 215-592-9494.
But, you know, the Sixers, do people really have confidence that they're going to win a championship?
How about they even get past the second round? I mean, like that.
You know what? All these apologists are going to say Boston stinks. Boston needs a new coach. I don't know what they're going to do. Boston still has better talent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can cry all you want. They still have better talent.
Milwaukee will be better
next year.
Milwaukee's
still a better team.
Like the only reason, part of the reason why the Bucks.
I don't know that Miami can do it again, but they have the best coach in basketball.
Well, we say every year, I don't know if Miami can do it again, and they're here again.
Yeah,
I mean, they made the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals. They made two of the last 4 years in the Finals, and then three of the last 4 years they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, he beat every team that was better than him in these playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can beat Denver, but I think Denver's going to win the series.
We'll see. Chuck in Cherry Hill is on WIP. What's happening, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. It's 6:45.
Good morning.
Yeah, yep.
Morning, night, afternoon. Sorry, I got stats for you.
Hey, Chuck, before you get into that, how was your meal at Ponzio's the other day?
How the heck did you know that?
Hey, I know everything. You know what? I have a computer. Funny. I have a computer too, Chuck, and I track your computer on my computer.
Hey, Howard, I'm glad I missed Howard. I got stuck with a tab. Jeez, I saved a little bit of money.
Well, that's all right. It's all right.
Listen,
you pay Boa to do your podcast. What the hell?
Okay. Everybody acts like this is a big shock about Turner. Now, I'm not going to jump on everybody about, you know, the podcast on it, but here it is.
No, I don't want to hear about the podcast.
Before Turner gets here, he comes into town minus 25 defensively. That's his lifetime stat. 3 years ago, a minus 9. He's currently minus 9 right now. This is no shock. This is who he is. He's not major league average at short down. When you say that initially to people, you get ripped for saying it. Oh, you eye test. The eye test. He's better than that. But see, at the end of the day, guys, the stats do prevail, and they're most of the time.
How many errors did he have last year, Chuck?
I go by his percentage. I don't count.
Yeah, I know, you know. I like to look. When they gave out the gold glove, which Boa got screwed out of 1 year when Dave Concepcion won it, Boa had better range and less errors.
That's
what I like to look at.
Let's go back to Dave Concepcion and Larry Boa.
Can we move this into this
generation?
No, I'm just trying to get Chuck off it. You know, I look at real numbers, not all this computer hocus pocus.
Howard,
how many errors and what kind of range does he have? That's what I look at.
Let me ask you something. When Ozzie Smith had the best defensive numbers of shortstop ever, he led the league in errors. It's not measured by errors.
He was 969 last year fielding percentage. He's 961 this year.
You got to get on board and stop with these errors stuff. That's not how we measure shortstop.
Ozzie Smith got the more balls. That was the difference.
That's it, and that's awesome. Why you commit more errors. Exactly right.
I know, but I don't need a computer for that.
Your eyes tell you that. Yeah.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there you go.
Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, good morning. Don't you love that?
Good morning.
Let's get to.
He wondered how I tracked him to Ponzio.
Let's get to what to watch for. Sponsored by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Howard, we got some NBA finals tonight. And it's so interesting because obviously for the last and really the entirety of the NBA, the product or whatever, it's always been like the two best teams in the conference usually lining up in the finals. I mean, there's been more parity in the NBA.
I don't necessarily agree with that because usually the team with the best record in every sport almost never wins a championship.
But it's usually a top three seed.
Yeah, I would say that.
So we have a seven seed, and obviously the Nuggets were the best team in basketball this year. So they have obviously Jokic, and he's a star and whatever. But it's just interesting to see where the sport is going. Like Nuggets versus Heat in a finals, I don't think is what the NBA drew up.
Yeah, but that's all right. But it's two good. Hard teams that play hard.
Are you excited to watch the finals?
I'm excited to watch the MVP, Jokic.
I know.
So because people will learn. You know, I saw that special that that they had on NBA TV last night of the 2001 Sixers, and just brought me back memories when I saw in the locker room for the All-Star game Hakeem Olajuwon,
mm-hmm.
who Kobe Bryant. By the way, I saw a clip the other day of from Kobe Bryant in the past. He rated him as the second best player all time.
Olajuwon.
And Jokic is the best passing center, maybe better than Hakeem Olajuwon.
So can I ask you this? And this is
So Jokic is really good. I want to see how Jokic plays.
I agree. And let me ask you this, because I believe you watched this guy in college, and ultimately his NBA career didn't turn out the way that we thought it was going to be. But does he remind you of Bill Walton? Like peak Bill Walton.
Who's that?
Jokic.
The
passing, like, you know, the 77 finals, obviously.
Yeah, they were both fundamentally sound. They both played the game, as Larry Brown would love to say, the right way. I think Jokic is more athletic because remember Bill Walton? I think he had some injuries.
The foot injuries, yes. But like their style of play.
Yeah. Like it's just.
You could give Bill Walton the ball and he'd figure out who to pass it to in the right way.
Yeah. He really did a terrific job of that. And that was the team that beat the Sixers, right?
Well, the 77 Trailblazers beat the Sixers. Yeah. And obviously we know he's on the 86 Celtics, who many think are the greatest basketball team of all time. So
I don't know about that. But Jokic, you'll be interested. You watch Jokic, and people have already watched him, and tell me he's not better than Joel Embiid. Because that's the way he plays. Now, they have other complimentary players, and I love when people say, well, he's got better players around him. He helps get those players better because he gets...
Oh, you're getting all fired up over there.
He gets the open looks. He gets them in open space. When they double-team him, he's quick to pass it.
Yeah, well,
he's just... He does all the things that you need to do now, as a really good player.
So I agree with you. And I'm not anti-Jokic, by the way. Like, I like Jokic. But it's no coincidence that he gets Jamal Murray back and he's in the finals. You know what I mean? Like, Jokic has been great the last couple of years where he's won MVPs, but he got bounced in the first round last year. Like, he gets Jamal Murray back.
Well, he had two injuries last year, didn't he?
Who?
Didn't Denver have two injuries? They lost two players.
I forget.
Was it Gordon? I don't know.
I think Aaron Gordon was fine. But either way, so Jokic, yeah. Like, he's great. And they're a very well-constructed team.
Yeah, Miami has the best coach.
Mm-hmm.
They play as hard. I can't say they play harder than Denver, but they play as hard.
Yeah.
By the way, I did like Miami in that Game 7 against Boston. I meant to tweet it, and I didn't. And I liked the under, too. Because it was too easy.
The under was a lock after the first quarter.
Well, yeah, but it was too easy to say that Boston was going to win. But here's the thing tonight.
9-point spread, by the way.
8.5 or 9. I would take Denver because it's the first game, Miami coming off of 7 games and going to Denver. So, and they probably had a couple days to get used to the altitude.
The unfair advantage of playing
whatever
in Denver.
The case may be. But here's where I would take them in the first half because Miami might be a little leg-weary coming off the 7-game series until they can kind of get themselves together with. So I like Denver in the first half. I don't know what the number is. There's the first half.
Of course.
So in the first half, but I like them for the game. And you can't bet them for the series because the number's too high.
What's it,
350 or 360?
Well, you could bet them in games. Like if you want Nuggets in 5, you could bet that.
Yeah.
They're
not going to win in 5.
No. But the one – well, I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that bet. You got to be getting odds. What are you getting, 250?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up. Yeah. But you know, it's interesting because I do look at game one tonight, and you can make the case the Heat have been playing in big games for the last, you know, while the Nuggets have been sitting at home, the Heat have been playing in closeout games. So, like, their intensity could be ramped up to where the Nuggets come out a little bit sluggish tonight.
You could look at it that way.
Yeah. I don't know. 9 points is a big line, though. Like, 8.5, 9 points is a big line.
Let me tell you something. The reason they call it gambling is because it's gambling. And when that number's there,
it's a big statement.
It's there. Well, yeah. That's like Ruben Amaro saying Taiwan Walker wants to win against the Mets.
The reason they call it gambling is because it's gambling.
Well, because it's not a lock. And when it looks too easy, it's never
but
that
easy. But
hold on.
Easy. What about when you say it's a stone cold mortal lock? Is that a lock?
Yeah, that's a lock.
All right, good. That's trademarked. Are you going to sue me right now because I said it?
No, if you use it for commercial gain. Like I stopped ESPN years ago from using it.
Nice.
Because they used to have picks on Friday and they called them stone cold locks. That's an infringement on my trademark.
What a hero you are.
It's my trademark.
No, I know. You're a hero. Okay. You're a hero.
It's stone cold mortal lock is my trademark. But I just when it looks too easy, yeah. It's never too easy.
I gotcha.
That's why. So I would take Denver. I don't like to lay those points, but that would be the side I would take. But I like them more in the first half.
All right, Howard. It's been fun. Oh, you brighten the city up every day. You're on the air, always cheery, always in a good mood.
Hey, Nick Nurse,
welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah. I want to make sure that you know at some point, I want Nick Nurse to know he will see me again.
Oh yeah, he was very aware of that today. So I look forward to your battles, though. It's my favorite
you know
thing
what?
Going.
You can't start too early. This wasn't a battle. This was
a good question.
Yeah,
it's like when you ask you ask Gabe about his blog and his introductory press conference.
Well, that was the elephant in the room. And, you know, people got pissed. Well, the Phillies people got pissed. But you didn't want to know about his blog?
I know. It was important stuff.
Okay. But I intertwined James Harden in the original question, and he ignored it. So that's when I had to come back.
You got to grill him. You got to grill him. All right. Yeah. Coming up next is Rob Ellis, who pinch hit for Brandon Marsh in the ninth inning
today. I'm going to say something, and I'm going to say something nice, and people don't expect that from me.
Yeah, never.
I heard Rob Ellis and Al Morgani from the ballpark on a Sunday morning as I was driving to the ballpark when they were the last time they were home. I think it was the last time they were home.
Yeah.
And I thought those two guys together, a very enjoyable show.
Good little chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like listening
really
to him.
Like
I'm glad
that.
Al's back.
Yeah, if you let Al talk, he actually once in a while, he can say something.
Yeah, no worries.
But I thought they really worked well together.
That's good. That's good. I'm sure they appreciate that. All right, King. I'm sure we'll be back next week. I think the Phil's got an off night on Thursday, so we'll do this next Thursday.
Oh, we got the well, I can't say what we have next Thursday.
Oh, the big day.
It hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah, the big day.
It hasn't been announced
yet. You'll finally get schooled on something.
I doubt it.
All right, Robbie E. is coming up next. He'll take you through the rest of the night. Howard and I will be back next Thursday. Talk to you soon.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.